Luke Harding is on the line once again from Tripoli. Luke, what's the latest?
Well, I was trying to push forward to Green Square to see what's going on there this morning. There were a lot of scenes of celebrations last night, but in the meantime, government forces have sort of sent tanks into the area. I didn't make it. I'm now kind of, you know, about halfway there on a residential street with a sort of forward rebel checkpoint, and there are a couple of snipers further up, and it's quite interesting talking to the locals here. I mean, they're saying, you know, there's not kind of huge automated resistance from the regime, but there are a couple of what they call sort of fifth columnists who are looting off a couple of shots and then running away. But this district where I am is completely kind of in opposition hands. A few people are sort of sitting outside in the sunshine and chatting. I met one guy wearing an England T-shirt, who put on his England T-shirt this morning and was praising loudly David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy, saying, "England good, England good, England, thank you, thank you." And it was almost like a sort of, you know, it's a sort of Conservative Party, you know, kind of spin doctor's dream. But what's interesting is there is tremendous, you know, gratitude at the moment towards the NATO coalition that have kind of facilitated this. I mean, without NATO, this would never have happened. And people are sort of spontaneously expressing that, which is interesting. And they're just sort of saying that they have to adopt new habits of thought. One guy, I said, "What's your name?" And he thought for a minute, and then he realized he could sort of tell me. He said, "Oh, you know, I need to reprogram my brain, you know." Which is kind of fascinating. I saw another guy who said he'd been in hiding ever since the revolution began on February the 17th, and had finally emerged and was just embracing his neighbours and hugging them. And he'd been on the run after Gaddafi forces lifted his brother on suspicion of organising opposition demonstrations. I don't know if you heard that. That's a bit of Gaddafi stuff in the air at the moment. But there's more of it. Fluid situation here. I think the rebels will prevail, but whether it's hours or a few more days, it's not yet clear. There are a few people more around than there were when I first called you.
Just say a bit more about the tanks in Green Square. What's the scene there?
Well, I can't tell you because I haven't seen them. I couldn't get that far because the road is just too dangerous.
What are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is that the last night there were people celebrating, but this morning tanks have emerged from the Gaddafi compound basically in position. Anyway, I've got to go. I'll see you later.
Okay,
cheers.
Bye.